Here it is. This is Gerald Legg. If you missed this last week, I was doing an interview with a journalist in the week. I was being interviewed by a bloke on the train, of course. I was being interviewed by she happened to listen to last week's show in preparation for this. It's the first one she'd ever heard, and said, "Well, I thought the record you played, you announced it as the worst record ever made. I thought it was all right." There are many things you can pick holes in my career about, but give us a break. I said, I just thought, well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a vanity record. It's a one-sided demo I picked up in a charity shop. It turns out to be Barbara Cartland's daughter, written by Barbara Cartland, bankrolled by Barbara Cartland. And as far as I can see, Mrs. Gerald Legg sings like a drunken Portsmouth sailor at the wharf. Here we go. This is the record, in case you missed it last week. It's not the worst. It's the worst one, right? Let's be sweeping here. Here we go. Mrs. Gerald Legg's I'm in love, sharp and flat simultaneously.
I'm in love, the stars are all shining. I'm in love, and my heart starts to sing.
I feel this when this record hits me, I way more. I don't know about you, Elf.
I'm in love, the clouds have a lining.
We could do that. You see, we rarely like to open floodgates, because being pretty much as a happy gang and in the treehouse now, we began much of the minutiae industry that has swamped radio and media. And you get the nitwit radio stations say things like, so come and give us your vote for the worst record ever made. And then people ring up with things by popular artists, S Club 7 and stuff, and it's not fair. That's why I say this is. But if you really, really feel, and we're doing this, and I know it may be red rag football, if you really feel there is a far worse record than this, I mean, it's got to be sung out of tune and stuff. I'm not talking about trite. I'm not talking about a fad. I'm talking about people who can't sing. And we're betting here without Hazel O'Connor and Sinead O'Connor. No O'Connors at all. It's sub Ivan Novello. Very sub Ivan Novello. Very, very sub Ivan Novello.